Day 2, The Wisest of Women. Devotion by Elder Kelly Chu, narration by Jason Lee. The wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down. Proverbs 14, verse 1, ESV. Many families would have celebrated Mother's Day last Sunday. During the circuit breaker, what were your plans, ideas, and gifts in celebrating with your mother? You have read of the good and evil kings in the book of Kings and Chronicles. Did you notice that when the kings were installed, their mothers' names were often mentioned? Why? That is because mothers play important roles in raising their children. Proverbs 14 verse 1 gives emphasis to this truth. I want to affirm sisters in our midst that they are making a significant difference in the next generation. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 5, the Apostle Paul highlighted that Timothy's faith was attributed to the influence of his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice in his growing years. Proverbs 31 is the only chapter in the Bible that is wholly dedicated to the woman in her role as a wife and a mother. The woman has it all and does it all. She takes care of her household, husband, and children with love and industry. She blesses them, and then the entire household stands up to bless her and praise her inside her home and outside at the gate. When Jesus was on the cross, he saw his mother and the disciples standing nearby. He said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." And then to the disciple, "Behold, here is your mother." From then, the disciple took her into his own household to take care of her. Jesus loved his mother, and even as he hung on the cross dying, he had his mother taken care of. Have you been the righteous and wise son or daughter who brings joy to your parents? Lord, I give thanks for the mothers in our midst. I pray that they will be pillars of strength and your channels to bring up strong and godly generations. This is today's devotion. Now ponder over it and pray. We hope you enjoy your time waiting on God.